Praise God. Good morning to those in house. Good morning to those online. Let's stand and start praise and worship together this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. We welcome you into this place, Father God. We honor your name, God. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah.
Show His excellence.
All I require.
Oh! Joy to the world. Let I keep believing us. Hosanna. Hosanna.
Believe.
Hallelujah. 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 Well, let's sing. The waves of anointing was just flowing and it got cut short. So you need to sing that part again, Hosanna. And I want Sister Ibuku Dorcas to continue the part she was singing. So close your eyes, lift up your hands unto the Lord and just enjoy His presence, and let the Spirit of the Lord touch you this morning. Hallelujah. Hosanna. And then keep the part you were doing. Everybody sing. Hosanna. Say Hosanna. Say blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Have you come in the name of the Lord this morning? Blessed are you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. If Jesus says, if you don't praise him, the rocks will praise him. So this is your last chance to shout a big Hosanna to him. Hosanna! Hallelujah. Father, we bless your holy name. We serve a living God, not a dead God. You are alive and well. Your spirit lives within us. We bless your holy name. Thank you for another glorious day that you have made for us. We thank you, God, that our worship is not to man, but to you, the living God. Blessed be your holy name. Can you bless his holy name? Blessed be your holy name. We bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We thank you for giving us the breath of life to magnify and to bless your name again. We thank you that among the living, we can say Jesus is Lord. Is he your Lord this morning? Jesus is my Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and all the gifts you have endowed us with, the gift of life, and the gift of family, and the gift to have a place of worship. We bless your holy name. Thank you for our worship team. Thank you for every family. Thank you, God, that as the year is coming close to an end, we are not coming to an end, but we are living for you. And we thank you, Almighty God, that every day we will bless your holy name. Let our breath bless you. Let our words bless you. Let our family bless you. Let everything you've given to us bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We thank you, O God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, O God, for your joy unspeakable that is now functioning in our lives, which is our strength. Your strength woke us up this morning, and your strength gave us energy to move around. We receive that grace that you have endowed us with today. Let it abound to every family. I don't know what they faced before they came this morning, but right now let there be a change and a transformation in every lives. In the name of Jesus, let there be a mindset shift to know that God has not abandoned them, but God is with every one of us. Father, we bless your holy name. You have not forgotten your promises. They are yes and amen. And it shall be made manifest in the lives of all your children. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, good day, everybody. Well, children, start coming. Thank you, worship team. Children, come. Let's pray. And you can go to your classes. It's almost Christmas. I don't know how the year went. It just goes zoom. Well, praise the Lord. All right, those who are not coming, stretch your hands. If you are sick, this is a good time to come. If you are believing God for a miracle, it's a good time to come. And just let God meet you. Say amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for all our wonderful, beautiful children, biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, teachers, and all our children that stand here and those far away, those that are watching online, those in Toronto, everywhere, we bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Extended families, we bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Every child from age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those that are being planned to come through their bloodline to this earth, we bless every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Every decade of life, they belong to you. We are God's little children, and Lord, you're the one that watch over us. We call you Abba Father. So our Father lacks nothing. Our Father is the best Father. He takes care of all our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we don't have a problem. We have Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't have crisis. We have the Christ. Oh, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that you fix every need for all these children. You fix their family. You bring peace to everyone. And we thank you that we'll have cause to rejoice. Testimonies upon testimonies. We thank you, God, for picking and choosing them. We are the chosen, a chosen generation. Not that we are going to be chosen, we are already chosen by you. So we are the chosen generation that will speak forth your praise, speak forth your goodness, to have a testimony that God has been good to us. And these children, we have this testimony. We thank you, God, for highlighting every one of us and blessing our lives. The glory of God is risen upon us, and we are shining. Children, say, I'm shining. So you will shine in school, you will shine in your career, you will shine in your home, in your marriage, in your future in everything you do. The glory of God has risen upon us. Amen. Okay, see you later. Father, we continue to give you praise. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you into our heart, into our church, into our home, into our city, our nation, into everything that concerns us, our business. You are our life. We receive you and we welcome you. Have your way in the service this morning. Make yourself known to everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. He's good to me. Say, God is good to me. Yeah, it's not just good to others, it's good to me. Say, the Lord is good to me. If he's good, he's good. Amen. So when bad things are happening, say, God is good. And you say it and tell the devil, God is good. He's good to me and my family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's so many scriptures I like to read to us this morning, but I will just pick one. There are plenty just flowing. So let us go to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah 9. I won't be able to read all of it, so you can read the whole chapter for yourself, all right? So we're just going to read a little part about the prophecy of the coming of the Son of God. It's not that he's coming, he came already. But everything God says is yes and amen. Whatever the word says, it shall surely come to pass. Once it proceeds out of the mouth of God, it shall surely come to pass. Isaiah 55 tells you that, I said, the word that goes out of his mouth shall not return void. Amen? So once it's out, it must do exactly what it is asked to do. Say amen. Okay, for unto us, let's read verse 6. Read the chapter at your own time at home. For unto us a child is what? Born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. What's his name again? Wonderful. His name is Counselor, the Mighty God. He's not a weak God. He's a mighty God. The Everlasting Father. He's not a father today. He's forever father. The Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Is the source of peace. I receive his peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So his government and peace is not ending. It's not today we vote them in, tomorrow we vote them out. He is in permanently. Hallelujah. There shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth, even forever. He's a just God. Justice is coming. If you've been hurt, if you've been defiled, if you've been cheated, if you've been bamboozled, whatever it is, the Lord God of justice is going to visit and he's going to grant you the justice you deserve. Say amen. Say amen. He will pass the right judgment and he will give you justice. Say amen. Say, I receive the justice of God. Say, from henceforth. So starting from the moment you heard this word and forever. This word has been going on, so you make sure you connect to the word and let the word work for you. Say amen. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Say amen. Okay, I'll read verse 8 up to 8, and then we can move on. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it had lighted upon Israel. May the word you heard today, may it light upon you and upon your family. May it bring illumination, and may it bring enlightenment, and may it enlighten your spirit, and may it quicken your spirit to be in the plan of God. In Jesus' name, amen. He has planned that you be there. Don't remove yourself. So if you're out, get back in. Somebody say, I'm on track. Yes, I'm in. I'm in. So say, I'm in. Yeah, because sometimes the challenges of life will try to derail you. Just catch yourself and get back in. God has made a way. He's not making a new way. He has made the way already. Jesus says, I'm the way. The way is made already. We are not making a new Jesus. He's everlasting. Hallelujah. So get in his way. Somebody say, I'm in the way. You know, sometimes they get out of my way. That's how we speak, you know. But Jesus said, get in my way. I'm the way. Somebody say, I'm in the way. So you are going to be on time, not behind time. It might look before the eyes of others that you are behind, but you are not behind. You are right on time. Somebody say, I'm right on time. Yes, God is good. Hallelujah. Can you find the other prophecy on? I wasn't going to read that one when it says Ephrathah. Can you look for that one, please, for me? The prophecy about him coming. Praise the Lord. I should have told you to do that one while I'm looking for another one. I'm going to read us 3 scriptures this morning, and then we are going to say amen. All right. The scriptures, they are not moving from verse 8. You want me to, where he was prophesied that he's coming and he will ride upon a colt? So I'm done with Isaiah, so I'm moving on. So let's move on to the New Testament, where we come back to his prophecy about his birth. Praise the Lord. My thing here is unfreeze in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Let us go to Matthew chapter 2. I would like to read Luke, but I want to read that next week. Amen? All right. Let me... Matthew 2. Okay. It says, now when Jesus was born where? In Bethlehem of Judah in the days. You're going to read the whole chapter by yourself. All right? So you need to read, because it's Christmas season. So right now a lot of you are busy shopping and getting things done. Well, I used to do that. So I've retired from that. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't even know how the mall has been Christmas season for a few years now. Well, you know, I used to be one of those who used to go there to go dig in the stuff. And then after you have so much, and then you're going, oh, Lord, I have crap in my house. So praise the Lord. Well, praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, but it's all about Jesus. You need to know this, and you need to, the Bible says, sit your children at home, tell them the story, tell them about the Lord. Amen? So this is a time, so pick a scripture all through now, before Christmas, until Christmas or after, and begin to read to your children. Maybe 2 verses, 5 verses, a chapter, depends on how much your family business, but find a way so they can learn that the word of God is the most important thing. Amen? Now, when Jesus was born, where was he born? In Bethlehem. That means you need to read chapter 1, test your body genealogy of Judah. In the days of Herod the king. So the king who was reigning at that time was King Herod. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, Okay, didn't tell you where from the east. East is quite big, so they probably came from China. We don't know. So they came from the east. Okay, from eastern country they came. They could have come from Turkey, anywhere. We don't know. So they came, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? God will visit you and send you to the right place. Those wise men, God visited them, and they knew when to know that this star is not a usual one. I'm going to look for the king of the Jews. They were saying, they had the word, where is he that is born king of the Jews? So they weren't looking for any other person. They were looking for a specific person. Why? Because the Lord has spoken to their hearts. May God speak to your heart during this season. May you know things in the name of Jesus. We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. So they saw the star and they knew exactly what it was. That star belongs to Jesus, the King of the Jews. May God allow your star to shine. Say amen. Yeah, Jesus had his own star. May you have your own star. God said, we bless you more than the stars of the heavens. Hallelujah. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. I hope you have found the scripture that I asked for. From Micah chapter 2, right? 5? Okay, Micah 5. Let's read the Micah 5. We're coming back to verse 2. I'm going to read from the screen so I don't fool around with my stuff here again. Micah chapter 5. Put it on. Okay, here's the prophecy. We read one from Isaiah chapter 9, from verse 6. We read up to 8. Now we're going to read Micah. But thou, where was he born again? I just read it. Bethlehem. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. So where did Jesus come from? He came from everlasting. So he was not a figment of imagination. He is a king of glory that has always existed. He came from everlasting. Hallelujah. Let's read a little bit more. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travailed had brought forth, then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. So the prophecy, read the whole thing. I'll do up to 4 and I'm going to stop. And he shall stand and what? Feed in the strength of the Lord and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide, for now shall he be what? Great unto the ends of the earth. So he's coming back. Somebody shout hallelujah. He will be great to the ends of the earth. The earth has not ended yet. He's still moving on. Hallelujah. He's coming again. His prophecy was announced that he's going to be born. And then if we had read a little bit more in Isaiah, we would have seen he would be born of a virgin Mary. A virgin. He didn't say Mary. He didn't call the name, but born of a virgin. And he was born of a virgin, and her name was Mary. Praise the Lord. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall surely come to pass. I don't know what promises is given to you. They shall surely come to pass. It is not designed by man. It is designed by the everlasting God, who came from everlasting and is moving into everlasting. He's called the eternal God. For all eternity, he shall reign and rule forevermore. Hallelujah. All right. So keep that with the scriptures you're reading in this season. Micah 5. All right. Let's continue from Matthew chapter 2, verse 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was what? Troubled. Can you imagine strangers coming to your town and then they're saying there's the king of the Jews and there's a king already sitting on a throne? There can't be two kings in one city. Two kings cannot reign at the same time. There's got to be one. So the one that tries to reign when there's a king there is called the usurper, and he must be killed. So Herod was troubled. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Everybody said, what are these people? So these wise men, they were not quiet. They were noisemakers. They were saying it in town. Hallelujah. May we not keep quiet about Jesus. May we talk about him all the time. Say amen. Some people know Jesus, but a lot of their family members don't know that they know Jesus. Because when their family members are cursing, they curse with them. When they're drinking beer, they drink beer with them. When they're doing bad stuff, they do it with them. May you be different starting now. Say amen. Say amen. And when he had heard all this, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. You're asking people who have not had the revelation. The people who have the revelation are speaking. You're asking people who cannot see, who cannot know what is happening, come and show me. They have no clue. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, because the prophecy said it. Amen? So they've been reading the Bible. It tells them, but they don't know exactly where. For thus, it is written by the prophet. Somebody say, it is written. So what is written shall come to pass. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are thou not the least among the princes of Judah? Is that not what we read in Micah 5? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Isaiah say, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are his co-governor. We are the body of Christ. Say amen. He's the big governor and we are his co-governors. Say amen. Yeah, I said the government shall be upon his shoulder. So shoulder is part of the body. So we are the body of Christ. Amen. So we get to govern our cities, our nation, by declaring the word of the Lord. Did you declare something good for your city today? Do you declare? They are proclaiming now that a recession is coming. So what should you be proclaiming? No recession. There will be no recession. But if you join it and say there will be recession, then your household is going to suffer that. Say, somebody say there will be no recession. My household will not suffer that. Say amen. So govern. He said the government shall be on his shoulder, so govern. You don't need to be elected. He came from everlasting. He chose you from everlasting, and you're going to speak the words of everlasting. Say amen. So there will be no recession. If they say bad things are coming, you say it's not happening here. Say amen. Amen. So we're going to govern. You're going to speak good things about your city, your nation, your neighborhood, and your family. Your children. The Bible says you and the children. Isaiah 8 says you and the children that the Lord has given to you, you shall be what? Signs and wonders. So me and my family, we are signs and wonders. Hallelujah. So next time you look at your children, look at their face very well. Look at them, whether they're doing the right thing or not. Signs and wonders. Hallelujah. People are going to wonder, say, hey, you are a sign and wonder. Somebody say, I'm a sign and wonder. Yes. We've been a sign and wonder a lot in this city because many people thought we should have closed shop long time ago. But we're a sign and a wonder. The places we go to and how we go and come in and out is a sign and a wonder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. I don't think I'll be able to read all of it. I'll read a little and I'm going to stop. So to be continued. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star. Was Herod really going to worship the child? He was planning to take him out. So not every word you hear, you must pray that God will give you discernment. Amen. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Hallelujah. A moving star. The star was moving and stopped at the right place. May God bring you your own sign and wonder. Amen. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. God has the ultimate GPS. Say amen. Yeah, that was a star GPS. Precision. Hallelujah. This is the place. Before GPS, God has been doing GPS with us. Sometimes we go to places we don't know where we're going. Say, go here, go there, and there is a place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May God direct your path. Say, we direct our path. May He direct all of us. In the name of Jesus. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is a rejoicing time. And when they were coming to the house, they saw, when they were coming to where? The house. People say Jesus had no house. Where they've already left the manger and they are in a house. Praise the Lord. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. They did not say a young baby. Hallelujah. So that means there was a period of time. Praise the Lord. Baby was growing and it's now a child. Glory to God. May God move your family from glory to glory. If you have started with lots of lack, may you leave the land of lack to abundance. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense and myrrh. Where these are, they are not really herbs. Frankincense are like little saps that comes from some special trees. They're perfumed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And myrrh. Praise the Lord. They smell really good. I have some of them in my house. So praise the Lord. So you need to, God is an amazing God. But from the gifts they brought was more than enough. May God bring enough gifts to your family and to your household. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop there. And you can read the whole chapter. It goes on. Let us rise. I'll do a small prayer. And then Apostle will come and bring the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that your word is yes and amen. What you say is what you do. You spoke that Jesus is going to be born, and he was born. You spoke the name of the city. You spoke his name. His name shall be called Jesus, Savior. You called his name. Lord, whatever you say about our lives is exactly what is going to happen. We receive your everlasting word. We receive your word because your word is true. Every time we come to your house, we hear the word of the Lord. Every time we open the Bible, the word of the Lord speaks to us. We say yes to your word. We say yes and amen. We say your word shall be made manifest. The promises of God are yes and amen. Lord, we receive your word. We receive your word. Somebody say, I receive your word. I receive your word into my heart. I believe it and it's working for me. Father, we thank you for your goodness. You hold your word above all your names and we receive that word. That word is doing something in our lives right now. It is discerning everything concerning us and is directing everything that needs to come into our lives. You're the director of the star. You're the one that moved the star. You're the director of the wise men. You're the director of their heart to get those gifts, to put it together. You have the answer and the solution for every family. The financial need they have, you are able to get wise men, wise women to bring that package together and bring it to them. Bring it to their house. Put everyone in a house in the name of Jesus. And in that house, let it become a home. Not a home of nightmare, but a home of peace, where the Prince of Peace reigns. In the name of Jesus. Father, during this season, all the stress, unnecessary stress that people are going through, save them from it. Save them from it. Save them from it. Save them from it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for shelter, clothing. We thank you for food. We thank you, God, for air. And we thank you that you take care of all our need. According to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus, you are the way. We receive the way, the answer, and the solution. It is well with us and our household. Somebody say, it is well with me and my household. Yes, you are just going to be okay. You are going to be fine, and you're going to do great. Because the everlasting Father is your Father. It's Daddy God. Daddy God is in charge, and he has asked me and you to be co-laborers with him. We receive and we stay in our position. Amen. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. We speak peace over Israel, over Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, peace. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is manifesting its glory even now. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. You are the Father of all, O Lord. We receive that blessing for Israel, for Nigeria, United States of America, Canada, and all the nations of the earth, for Germany, even Morocco, in the name of Jesus. We receive it for the islands of the seas, and we receive it to the utmost part of the earth, where somebody is calling the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are Lord. We thank you for the word that's coming this morning. May it come with power, grace, favor, mercy, truth, and healing and deliverance. And those that are sick at home, we declare them, be healed, be restored, be made whole. May the strength of the Lord come to you, and may your joy be restored in the name of Jesus. We thank you for answers and solutions and ideas and healing, deliverance, wholeness as we hear your word now. Bless the word of the Lord that's coming. Bless the servant of the Lord, and bless the hearer, the doer, and those who publish your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, God bless you. Also.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them what every man should take. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Prophetic fulfillment.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Prophetic fulfillment. I want you to be reminded of those words. Whatever God has spoken, he will bring to pass. It is beyond my ability. It is beyond my capacity. It's not beyond his. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophetic fulfillment ultimately is a manifestation of God. For everything that is came out of God. Would you accept that? Everything that is came out of God. And everything that is came out by the creative force of the Word of God. We accept that? So the Word, nothing was made outside of the Word. The Word made it all happen. The Word is Jesus. The spirit of prophecy is the spirit of Jesus. We accept that? It's the Word of God, right? So everything that is prophesied becomes, if nothing was made outside of the Word, then there is nothing that is outside the Word. So prophetic fulfillment is the fulfillment of the Word of God. But the Word of God is Jesus. So if that is the case, then everything is a manifestation of Him. Are we together? So when I say, that's a miracle, I'm saying Jesus just showed up. Amen. The presence of God. The presence of God makes me me. The presence of God makes you you. The presence of God makes us us. The presence of God makes everything that is to be and always be. Now, when we're talking about the presence of God, we're placed in a paradox. A paradox of the fact that God is everywhere present, therefore He's everywhere. But then we talk about God in us. We talk about the manifestation of God. And all of those things are true. We talk about the omnipresence of God. God is everywhere present. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 23. Jeremiah 23:23 says, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off?" Am I a God here and not a God over there? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth? That's the omnipresence of God. I fill heaven and I fill earth. It's all filled by me. Wow. But God, who is everywhere present, is present where there is no presence. Because God looks from wherever His presence is, He humbles himself to look at what is in heaven. That's what the Word of God says. So God is not limited to time and space. He's beyond time and beyond space. In fact, he supersedes everything. That is the mind-blowing aspect of God. That if there is space, he's beyond that. If there is time, he's beyond that. Eternity is subject to him, because he existed before there is anything called existence. So God precedes all things, oversees all things, is beyond all things. And he says, am I here and I'm not there? Is there any secret? So people think they can go into bunkers and hide and strategize and plan, and God does not know it. That's the foolishness and the limitations of the natural mind. That there is a place that you can go to that God is not. That is comforting to me, because it means that there is not a plan, not a strategy, not a thing that the enemy can try to put together. For the Word of God says, even before you think it, I know it. Before you get to the there, I've been there. So the God who knows all things, sees all things, can fully protect me and fully provide for me, meet all of my needs according to his riches in glory. Therefore, I must not worry. Hallelujah. I have no reason to worry. I have no reason to fret. I have no reason to try to reason it out, when the one who knows it all can download it inside of me. Is somebody listening? We're talking about the presence of God. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 through 17, talking about the omnipresence of God. Colossians 1, 16. It says, for by him were all things created. That is the Word of God, as Jesus. All things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible things. So things that are visible and things that are invisible, things that you can see and things that you cannot see, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and what? For him. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Wow. All things consist. So, all God needs to do is remove itself from a thing, and that thing ceases to exist. So I say, God, take yourself out of cancer. And cancer ceases to exist. If there is anybody that is carrying a disease inside of your body, I say, may God come out of that so that that thing ceases to exist in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. He is the head of the body. He is the head of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. I want you to watch this now. Watch this. And he is the head of the body. The Creator is the head of the body. The Word is the head of the body. And that body is the church. Amen? Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead? Now, this is a remarkable statement. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead? Don't take that statement, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, from the first statement, and he's the head of the body, the church. Because when the Word of God now talks about who is the beginning, he's not just talking about Jesus, the head. He's talking about his body. Are you with me? Now, let us bear in mind what the Lord is trying to say to us. Because when we understand this concept, we will understand the concept of the presence of God. God is everywhere, what? Present. God is a spirit. Praise the Lord. When Jesus rose from the dead and he wanted to be in Galilee, did he walk to Galilee? Or he just showed up there? Just showed up. This is the missing link that we've not understood, that what God was doing then is what God is doing now. We are still limited to natural laws. But what God decided to do is to elevate us to the place of spiritual laws. So there's a Philip in the desert, busy baptizing somebody. He takes another step, and he is in Azotus, miles and miles away. Are you with me? Now, I know what you're thinking is, let's get real here. Let's get practical. And basically what you're saying to me is, let's get denaturalized. You say, what do you mean denaturalized? Because the natural state of the man was a man who was in communion with God and acted as God in the earth. So when we talk about natural things, we're really talking about spiritual things, because that's the reality. We are less than natural. We're living in a less than natural realm. So when we talk about taking one step, and I can take one step and I be in Lagos, Nigeria, that doesn't compute in the natural. But watch this now. Watch this. To know that this is a spiritual reality, I pick up the phone right now, and through WhatsApp or FaceTime or whatever, I dial a number in Nigeria or in Kenya or in Somalia, and the person picks up my call, and right now, real time, I'll be talking to them right over there while I'm here. You know, when I grew up, we used to have matchsticks, matchboxes, or cans, and then we'll tie rope, we'll make a hole, and we'll tie rope through it, and then the other person will be over there, and we'll talk, hello, and the person on the other side puts the, you know, the can or the box in their ear, and they hear me through the vibrations of the wire. Do you remember? Did you guys do that over here? You did that too? Wow. Now, what is that cord that is connecting me to that person in Somalia? Is there a cord? I turn on my television and I can watch Morocco beat Portugal. Real time. But I'm not there in Doha. I'm here in Winnipeg and I can see that. Now, why do you think in the natural that is possible and in the realm of the spirit that that's not possible? We denaturalize and are living beneath where God really wants us to be. But I say to you today, as I stand here, by the authority of the Word of God, that you and I are going to live out that reality, taking one step and being in a different place. Because it's all possible. In the realm of the Spirit, it is all possible. It's called the presence of God. The God who is everywhere present connects with me and I with Him. And where He is, I am. The Bible says that you and I, present tense, are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in the presence of God. The implications of that are deafening, because it tells me, really, you don't have any trouble. Just have faith in God and recognize that God is God-defying you by putting His name on you. We must come into this dimension in God that He's called us to. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Fullness of God, the fullness of everything dwells in Him. When we talk about prophetic fulfillment, it is the manifestation of that which is in Him, intangible, substantial. I'm still trying to digest this statement that the Lord was speaking to me this last night. It's a word that I did not associate with the presence of God, and I'm still trying to digest it. He said the akural presence, the akural presence. Akural is an accounting word. But I'm not too surprised about that, because He uses the word logos, the word of God, which is an accounting word. Akural is a word that an accounting word that deals with things as they are in terms of your revenue, and expense, knowing the state of things as they are before you get an income and before you spend any money, just knowing. And he uses the word accrual presence, and I'm thinking, oh Lord, what is this? I don't get it. And I'm still trying to get it. But my understanding of that statement, because it's not a theological word that I've heard anywhere, is that God is saying, all of me, my fullness, all that is now. And I believe that He will help me come to understand it better. And when it explodes fully inside of me, it's going to catapult me into another realm. Because it is what you know about God that becomes the reality in your life. So Jesus says, let it be unto you according to your faith. What you know. That God has everything already put together, accounted for. Everything. Everything in your life. Everything in my life accounted for already. Before even anything was spent, the deal is done. Complete. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of God. We prayed a prayer a moment ago that any sickness, because all things consist, are held together by Him, that He removes Himself from whatever does not belong in my life, so that that thing no longer exists, so that lack no longer exists. Hallelujah. Sickness no longer exists. Weakness no longer exists, because His presence gives life only to that which is good for me. Will you receive that this morning? God, give life to only that which will help me be the best me for your glory. And if it's not going to glorify you, remove yourself from it so that it no longer exists. Now, if you heard that in your spirit, you just broke free from every limitation that the enemy has subjected you to. Amen. So it's not what the devil can do anymore. Because all things line up. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Everything must align itself. So if it will not align itself, Lord, remove yourself from it. Hallelujah. All things must be subject to the name. Praise the Lord. Psalm 139. Oh my Lord. I'm still talking about the omnipresence of God. Psalm 139 verse 7. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? That word presence, the word panim, Panim is face. It's a word for face or faces. And it's used as a word to capture the face of the seraphims and cherubims. So we talk about the angel of his presence. Now, he says, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. So God covers heaven and he covers hell. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yet the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Wow. One of the winning tools that the American military force came up with was the capacity to see at night. They had night vision goggles. So when their enemy was all in the dark and they had their goggles on, they could see the enemy like it was day. It was night, but they could see. Now, that is man. God says, night and day, no difference to me. Light and darkness, no difference to me. Hell is hell because God is not there. But God says, even where I am not by choice, if I choose to be there to go get somebody out of the hell that they're going through, I'll go there and get them out. So he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men, even to the rebellious. Huh? Whoever wrote that song, this kind God, oh, I never see your type, oh. This kind God, oh, blessed be your holy name. This kind God, oh, I never see your type, oh. This kind God, oh, blessed be your holy name. He is the God who will set the lawful captive free. There are some people that are stuck in particular places, and you pray 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 and you pray. Their soul has been sold out to the devil. They've been used as rituals. But there is a God who can set free the lawful captive. I send that word forth now in the name of Jesus Christ to that child, to that husband, that wife, that daughter, that son. That lawfully has been kept in captivity. Today, let the presence of God show forth and release that which has been held captive. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call your freedom now. Amen. God is everywhere present. Now the Bible not only talks about the omnipresence of God, it talks about the indwelling presence of God. God living in you and I, the hope of glory. In Colossians 1 and verse 27, we read, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The indwelling Christ gives you the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 13, 1 John 4, hereby know we that we dwell in him, we dwell in him, and he in us. We dwell in him and he dwells in us, because he had given us of his Spirit. Hallelujah. Is there any part of God's Spirit that is not God? The Bible says he created us in his image. It didn't say he created us from his image. Oh, I don't know if you see the difference. He didn't create me from his image. He created me in his image and in his likeness. Man fell. Man fell from his position of his imageness and his likeness. That was the glory of God. The Bible says we all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. So the glory of God, hello, the glory of God is the imageness and the likeness of God. And when Jesus came and restored us, and child of God, this is the year of what? Restoration. God is restoring us to our godness. When the devil took over the world and became the god of this world, he became that because he took what belonged to the man. And God wants that reinstated in all of us. Amen? Hallelujah. So that we can represent him in the earth. See the will of God done in the earth as it is in heaven. walking in the perfection that only God can manifest in us. 1 John 4 and 13 again. 1 John 4 and verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he had given us of his Spirit. That's him, that's us. We are in him and he is in us. Do you see that? That's a link. That's partnership. God are in with you and I. To manifest his glory in the earth. When we partner with God, we become the manifestation of his presence. Jesus says, what are you talking about? You don't see the Father. You see me, you see the Father. You see me, you see God. That's why it's an eyesore for any man to worship idols, worship cows and rats and eagles and whatever else. Now, that's a remarkable statement I just made there. Because when God shows his face, he shows his face in all of those things. But he says to us, don't worship it. This is just a sign that I am your present God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God in every realm, God in every situation. And he says, I indwell you. Hallelujah. First Corinthians 6 and verse 19. First Corinthians 6 and 19. What, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? This is not about you, this is about me. All you are is a vehicle through which and through whom I'm going to operate in the earth. Paul puts it this way, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. It is Christ that lives in me. And the faith that what? Come on. You know the verse. Say it loud. It is the faith of the what? And the life which I live by the what? Faith of the Son of God, who loved me and what? Gave himself for me. I live by the what? Faith of the Son of God, who is what? Jesus. Do you think Jesus has double-minded faith? Wandering faith? Faith that does not work? So what kind of faith do you have? You have what? Jesus faith. That means I need to psych myself out by repeating the words over and over. Just keep on saying same thing over and over until I get it. Is that it? No. There's no me trying to repeat anything. I'm dead. He's alive. He's living inside of me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I died with him. I was raised with him. Buried with him. Raised from the dead with him. Ascended with him. And I'm what? Seated with him in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. So, watch this now. Watch this. Are you still with me? What does the devil see while I'm sleeping in bed? What does he see when I'm driving? What does he see when I'm eating? What does he see when I'm playing soccer and scoring? All he sees is Jesus everywhere. Now that you scared the Jesus or whatever it is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's the one living in me. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory. I do not frustrate the grace of God. I do not frustrate the grace of God. In other words, stop resisting what the Word of God says. Be what God says you are. I'm called to be what God says I am. Hallelujah. Not held down in the vanities of my natural or denaturalized mind, but engaged in full alignment with what God says I am in him, hidden in Christ, hidden in God. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. Ephesians 2 and 8. It says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Whose faith? Jesus' faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. I'm saved by the gifting of God, the gift of grace, the enablement of God. God taking my place. Hallelujah. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Romans 8:11. The indwelling presence of God. Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. He shall quicken your mortal bodies. Now, that's a very interesting statement. But like Mary and Martha, when Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life," they postponed it to the future. We know that when the Messiah comes, yeah. But Jesus is talking about now. And he's saying, and this is important, that his Spirit in us will quicken our mortal bodies. He's not talking about the future. Yes, there's going to be a quickening in the future when we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye at the sound of the trumpet. But he's talking about a quickening for now. Praise the Lord. That your mortal body, my mortal body, that our youth can be renewed like the eagles. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if man can do liposuction and facelifts, you know the end result of those facelifts, people start looking really weird. But that's not God. Hallelujah. Your youth can be renewed. You can wake up tomorrow morning younger than you looked the night before. And oil of olay had nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. Because there's a quickening of my mortal body. If a snake can change its skin, shed the old skin, and not go to snake heaven or snake hell, in the natural, it just leaves its skin, the old skin behind. Come on. Why should it be any different for any one of us? If an eagle can go and pluck off all of the old feathers and come up with new ones, and take flight, aren't you greater than the snake or the eagle? Come on. Sister Candy can look younger. Pastor Lavanya can look younger. Yeah? Sister Pat can look younger. Andre can grow new hair. Hallelujah. I'm picking on you today. Hallelujah. God can renew us, every one of us. Yeah, I can grow some here too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Amen. He can quicken. So we are no longer debtors. Not to anything that has to do with the flesh. To live after the flesh, the natural systems of this world. But live glorified. Hallelujah. Because we have an indwelling Jesus in our lives. Do you receive that word? Let me just quickly do two, three things real quick. First of all, Genesis 3 and verse 8. We talked about this already, but I want to give a scripture verse to it, Genesis 3 and verse 8. He says, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. They heard the what? The voice. Ah, the voice has to do with presence. Do you know that every word that I've spoken now is still traveling through time? Part of how God makes your presence known is through your voice. Therefore, you and I must be very careful what we say. Because whatever it is that we're saying, just like the word of God created, your words are creating. You are living, we are all living in the future we created with our words. So, every word that does not belong in my life, God, remove yourself from that word so that it crumbles. You receive that? They saw the voice, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from what? The presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. In other words, they hid themselves from the presence of his voice. They hid themselves from the presence of his word. And when they did that, and God asked the question, Adam, where art thou? Where art thou? Is that a statement that should give you a geographical answer? Yeah? Okay. So where are you located? In other words, the man was not located. Where are you? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden and was afraid. Because I was what? A geographical question. And now he's giving a response. That's not located to geography. But an answer of perception. I'm naked. And I hid myself. Because your glory that's on me is gone. When glory is gone, all you see is your nakedness. The glory covers your weaknesses. It says, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Who told you that? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee thou should not eat? Did you eat of the tree? Watch this. It's important. Who ate of the tree, the fruit of the tree first? Who did? Eve, the woman. Was she naked? No. When did they find out they were naked? After Adam. Now this is, if you missed anything, don't miss this point now. Don't miss it. Are you here? Nothing happens until the person who's been given the instruction blows it. As long as Adam did not eat of that fruit, the glory was not lost. As soon as he ate of it, the glory was lost. And I say that to say this. If God gives you an instruction, are you listening? This might look like something way off the point, but it's right dead center in the point of all I've been talking about, the presence of God. If God gives you an instruction, don't ever let anybody talk you out of the instruction that you heard from God. As long as you're obeying the instruction, you'll be covered. Everybody around you may be doing the wrong thing, but you that got the instruction, stick with the instruction. And by doing the instruction, everybody around you remains covered. Do you want to know the real truth? You know, I'm not vaccinated. Don't plan to. But I will not tell anybody not to. And the reason I am not, it's not because of anything out there, but because the Lord spoke a word to me. What he said to me before COVID came on was this statement. Now, I am not making this statement to judge anybody. Please. The instruction was this. He said to me, he said, the days are coming when people are going to do things and say, I'm doing it so I can go preach the gospel. He said, and I will have to say to them, go away from me, I don't know you. And I said, what on earth is this? What? What is coming that's going to stop me from going out to preach the gospel? And here came COVID and all the mandates. And I said, I'm not taking that vax. I'm not going to tell anybody not to. If I have to not take it to protect everybody around me, I will do so no matter what. Because I heard it. If I go against it, not only do I lose out, but everybody around me loses out. So I stand firm. Because I know there are people that are going to do all kinds of things. But somebody needs to stand in the gap and hold firm. I heard it. You didn't hear it. You didn't hear it. Mama didn't hear it. I heard it. So therefore, I am responsible. Because until Adam ate of that fruit, the glory remained. You get it? And the glory is the presence of God. So wherever God speaks to you, stick with it. I'm not talking about the lies and the deceptive ways of the enemy. You say, God, whatever does not belong in my life, out. Amen? And God will find a way to strengthen you and uphold you through whatever it is that you're going through. Do you receive that word? Be at peace. Rise with me. Would you know that I'm still in the introduction? I'm not saying God. Hallelujah. Father, we are thankful for what you are doing in our lives. We're thankful that you are Emmanuel, God with us. We're thankful that you stepped into this realm of eternity to save us. You stepped from the place of glory to manifest your glory amongst men. Lord, that which you purposed in your heart to be manifested in our lives, we embrace by faith. We walk, O God, in that fullness that only you can release unto us. We stand in the integrity of your goodness. We embrace, O God, the provisions that come from your presence. We say yes and amen to your will, to your word, to your presence. Reveal yourself in us and through us, and let every need be met. For in you there are no needs. In you is only fullness. So Lord, out of your fullness, let everything in our lives be addressed now. Ages one. We thank you that we live in your fullness. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I trust that you heard something today. It sparked something in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. Our faith is in the goodness of God and His provision. Our faith is that every one of us listens to God and honors God with our giving. He is the builder of His church, but He's given us the grace of partnership so that we can partner with Him in taking care of the things of His household. I thank God for all that have committed themselves in faithfully giving to the vision of God. May God bless your obedience.
no other name than the name of Jesus. He's worthy of glory, he's worthy of honor, he's worthy of power.
There's no other name but the name of Jesus. In you dwells the fullness of the Godhead. We are thankful for salvation, for redemption, for deliverance, for peace, prosperity, favor, your goodness in every area. And we thank you for the privilege come to the table of communion, to take of this body and to eat. Thank you, Lord, that our youth is renewed, lack is eradicated, and everything that is not of you. Father, Word of God, remove yourself from it, that thing may fall to nothing. Establish all that is true as we take of this body and eat in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Take and eat in the name of the Lord.
They say, he is in me.
He is in me.
I'm in him.
And I'm in him.
Say, I'm one with him.
I'm one with him.
He's in me.
He's in me.
And I'm in him.
And I'm in him.
I am one with him.
I'm one with him.
I am one with Jesus.
I'm one with Jesus.
I am one with Jesus.
I'm one with Jesus.
I am one with Jesus.
I am one with Jesus.
He lives in me.
He lives in me.
And I live in him.
And I live in him.
I am healthy.
I am healthy.
I am wealthy.
I am wealthy.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am restored.
I am restored.
I am made whole.
I am made whole.
I am the blessed of the Lord.
I am the blessed of the Lord.
Walking in divine blessing.
Walking in divine
blessing. His glory is in me.
His glory is in me.
His presence is in me.
His presence is in me.
I am quickened.
I am quickened.
By himself.
By himself.
I am quickened.
I am quickened.
By resurrection life.
By resurrection life.
I am quickened.
I am quickened.
By the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Take of the cup of blessing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good.
All the time.
Amen. Remain blessed and highly favored of the Lord. May the Lord strengthen and keep you. May the Lord uphold you with his right hand of righteousness and grant you peace.
Amen.
In your going out.
Amen.
And in your coming in.
Amen.
May you represent God in every place you step.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Blessings. See you tonight for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. I see a couple.
There are people in Zoom.
Those of you on Zoom, if you don't mind.